statewide hub.
Connected to node 1119.
WRKF 394. WRP 709. Well, something's working.
You can consider about 25 miles from the sun.
I say that. That was a little broken up there. I got to 25 miles and that was it.
Quickly, I said I'm about 25 miles from the site.
Okay, yeah, they're very loud and clear.
Good deal. Yeah, we finally got the Raspberry Pi as well as some other stuff, and we got it fixed to wideband. That way, y'all wouldn't have to hear a whole lot of clipping.
Okay. Yell detect signal.
I'm not sure it's breaking up.
I was just asking if you got a chance to flip the polarity, so that way if you pull it, flip the polarity.
Everything set to low. I think that's what you needed it set to, right?
Now, set that.
I don't know what's happening. I ain't able to hear you. You're breaking up real bad.
Hot springs, maybe?
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on.
Well, it's like the Ben's side is not playing well with this cellular modem tonight.
I don't know. It's nothing on my end. I've got a good connection at the repeater shack.
Yeah, it's down here. My little cellular modem. There's probably a bunch of people on that tower on this Friday evening or something. Who knows? It'd probably be fine in 30 minutes. Anyways, I was trying to ask you if you put the PL polarity on it, the output. You said it's currently set to low. Ideally, we want it set to high, so that way if it, you know, turns off or something, it doesn't key up the whole system.
Oh, okay. Well, I'd have to disconnect everything and do all that good jazz, but I'll get back to it eventually. I'll be back up here tomorrow morning.
Okay, yeah, just give me a heads up before you do it, because when you do that and you turn it back on, it's going to key the whole system up until I log in and flip the setting on the Raspberry Pi 2.
Ah, okay. We'll get her done and figure it out.
All right, glad it's back on.
Oh, yeah, she's been back on the air for a couple of days. I just got the Raspberry Pi linked up this evening.
I got you. That's what I meant. I'm glad it's back on where we can all hear you.
yeah, no doubt. Now, if we can just figure out that simulcast and jazz, we'll be all right.
Yeah, we got it figured out. We just need more time and more money.
I'd be intrigued if there's a cheaper way to do it. I think there is, but I don't know. A buddy of mine out of California says that he could do it for $250. I don't know how he's doing it, but he's doing it.
Well, if that's the case, then he's doing receiver voting and he's not simulcasting. He's probably mistakenly talking about something else. I've extensively researched the equipment needed to simulcast, and it's not cheap at all.
Oh, we'll get it figured out. I'm familiar with voting and simulcasting. I just don't mess with it. It's a pain in the butt, and it ain't worth it, in my opinion. IP Site Connect is awesome. That's why I use Motorola. You can take and get the entitlements and link them up through the internet and just wham, bam, think, man, we're done. No matter what frequency they're on.
Yeah, well, it'll be pretty cool whenever everybody can drive all over central Arkansas from Russellville all the way to Texarkana on one frequency without ever having to touch their radios. I think they'll all appreciate that. It'd be pretty neat. Glad you got your repeater on. WRKF 394.
Oh, yeah, we'll get it going. I'll try to get some information from my buddy on how he did that. That way, maybe he could help you out some there on the cost and the headache. But other than that, we're going to go find ourselves something deep. I'll have a great evening. This is WRT 709. I will be clear on your final, my friend.
WRUN 749, standing by. WRFT 709 mobile.